You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
How have you been? Did you have a great week? How many of you on the East Coast now went from boots to bikinis in one night? I know it's crazy here. I know where I am. It got really cold we had, and yesterday and today, literally tank tops and flip-flops. But anyway, I hope everybody is doing well. I know that the energy coming in for tomorrow's new moon in Aries, with the intensity is so going to be so strong, and it's good. We're going to have seven planets going through Aries. What does this mean for all of us? So it's going to be dominated by a lot of strong planets. We're going to feel edgy, and I'm sure, like a lot of us, we've been feeling headaches, maybe body aches, your dogs might be, or your animals might be extra sensitive or something. It's just really a time for new beginnings for all of us, mostly for the cardinal signs that we're going to have some major changes in our lives. It is a time to plan. Don't get nervous. Stay grounded and just let it flow. If you overthink it, it's not going to work. It's just going to make you nervous. So we don't want that. We want everybody happy and ready and to embrace these new changes that are coming up to us. So the key thing, the key themes that they have today is, first of all, an Aries new moon is intense. It's igniting something that you wanted. I wrote down some notes. I don't forget to tell you something. And it fuels us. It's like rocket fuel, right? You get up in the morning, you have a really strong coffee, or you have an idea and you just want to get the momentum going. This is the time. Put your mind together. If you have anything new or something you want over with, just get it going. You have the most power, especially tomorrow that new moon's coming in. It's also aligned with Pluto, and Pluto is an intense, you know, energy. It's sometimes competitive, sometimes volatile, sometimes its presence makes us grow. We really have a really learning experience when we have Pluto there. And because it is in Aries, we get that push. We also have emotional healing coming in. Like, we have Chiron is the healer, and we have to go deep in and figure out what's really bothering us and release it now. It's such a great time, even though it may sound like crazy energy, it's such a great time to start that next chapter in your life. And this is such an odd time to have all these planets in one sign that I want to tell all you, ground yourself, whether you pray, whether you meditate, whether you want to get your stones out, you know, be strategic, right? I am a strategic intuitive, so I like to have everything kind of planned and, you know, kind of have a plan for myself. Now is the perfect time for you to do this. So, and embrace the change. With Uranus is something that, you know, something, boom, right away, something could change. But take it as an opportunity. The sudden shift could be a great opportunity for all of you. So I just always like to give my little welcoming or give some information out. And now I'm ready to read. So do I have somebody in my call box right now? Ala.
Hello.
Ala, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What are we doing here? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I love your, you said about the new moon. I love new moons. It's all yes. about intention. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for
sharing
that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Of course.
It's before I forget, when we're finished, can you repeat your website? I don't want to forget that.
Of
What's
course.
Your website?
Yep. It's askmarianow.info. And you could always call me. It's 640-208-1014. And then we could schedule a consultation or an appointment, whatever works for you.
All right. That sounds great. I know your time is limited. Just getting to my question. I'm actually working with police officers and creating a training manual. And it's going in a different direction, but I just think that synchronicities have been in my corner this last 6 months. And I'm just wondering if you feel I'm meeting somebody significant relationship-wise through this training or whatever you see with that in the next couple of months.
It's a great question. It's a great timing. You know, you're saying you're creating something new. You couldn't get better timing, especially with this new moon tomorrow. And so that's going to be very positive. But we want to see now if you're going to meet a significant other. What's your birth sign, sweetheart?
My birth year?
Your birth sign. Your birth sign.
Oh, I'm a Sag, December 16th.
I love Sag. I have a Sag Venus. Sag is great. Very good. Let's see what you're going to do, sweetie. You have a lot of energy around you. You're going to be getting important messages coming to you. And to answer your question, you have a man of authority. So I would say it's going to be work-related or somebody. King of Swords is somebody in the legal. It could be in the legal field. It could be policemen, officers, lawyers. You know, so you when we're asking the question, if you're going to meet somebody and I get the Ace of Wands, is a new beginning. Eight of Wands is energy. And a King of Swords, let me tell you, honey, nothing's going to stop this from coming in. I'll tell you right now. So he is going to be really lovely, but he's going to definitely be aligned. He's got I'm seeing divine energy. You know, I'm clairvoyant too, so I'm just giving you everything that I get. I get a divine partner coming in, and I do feel that you're going to meet somebody before this year ends. I want to give you the time frame of, I want to say, I get the sun, so that could be August, Leo energy. I'm feeling Leo energy, so that would kind of tell me around August. It's always going to be a couple of months before, a month after, but that's kind of the time frame that's coming for you. So yes, very aligned, very destined, and I feel that you're going to do really great, and including your project, even things that might not be going right. I'm telling you, this is all going to work out for you.
Oh, I'm really excited. It's just, it's time. It's really time.
It is time for you. And you got the fire energy. You need to work with this new moon. You need to work with it. Definitely put your thoughts there. Get yourself a plan. See yourself meeting your divine partner. And that's going to happen for you. Just plan it out in your head. It's going to work for you. You have everything that supports you.
Yeah.
You have everything.
I have Aries and I have Chiron and Aries too, and Mars and Aries. So I have a lot of Aries in me too.
So this, this is hitting you strong. You know, this is life changing for you now. Look how many planets you have that are in this new moon itself. Aries, you got the fire. Yeah. You got all these other signs that are complementing. You got Chiron. Come on. This is life changing. And I do believe that this man that's coming into your life, or your divine partner that's coming into your life, is going to make major changes. I'm seeing also, I'm going to put my cards down because I'm clairvoyant. I'm getting so much information from you. I feel that this person is going to change your life, literally take you from who you are and put you in a direction of friends, new connections, new family, new area, like maybe not specifically out of your area, but taking you to different levels of things that you're going to learn and experience. So he's really coming in as a true lover and a true divine partner. I really love this for you.
Oh, awesome. And just one little quick thing. So do you feel like it's going to be instant?
I do feel that the connection's going to feel instant. So this is somebody you could have a past life connection with. You feel so comfortable when you meet. But again, I'm going back to the fact around your kind of work. So you may meet him through somebody on your project that you're creating, or I know this one and this one knows that one. Like you meet like that. There's a definitely, it's like planned. It's like this whole thing is going to be planned divinely. And it's almost like, you know, when you meet somebody, you feel like you could talk to them, like you knew them forever. That's this guy coming in.
I am really excited. Thank you.
You better be excited.
I am so excited.
You have to be excited.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Oh, God bless. But I hope you
do too,
soon.
Honey.
Thank you
Keep
so much.
Keep in touch. All right. Okay. Bye bye. So this is a true example of somebody having all this energy. She's got fire energy, and she's got a great new beginning. She started a project. She's going to complete it. And this is how we work with the energy of what's going on out there with the stars and the moon and everything. We need to utilize that. I mean, we need to take into account things like that, that we have, our signs, our rising, and kind of see where it matches up. But I will tell you, for everybody, tomorrow, and then it's a good, the energy is so strong, at least for 6 weeks, just keep it going, make your plans, and don't stop. And that's it. So I just want everybody to know that if you needed to contact me, if you needed some advice on, if you have something going on, and strategically, if you need a plan, I am the go-to. You can pick up the phone and call me. I'll schedule an appointment. We could talk, and then we could see where we're going with that. So I hope everybody enjoyed tonight's show. I'm really excited about this energy. I'm like really excited. And I want everybody to really just enjoy it. Don't let it ruffle your feathers with Uranus. You know, anything could happen. Just embrace it and enjoy. Have a great night, everybody.